Now hear this. All hands lay aft to the fantail for mail call. Americans, here's mail call. One big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Ahoy there, mate. The good ship mail call is about to churn up some songs and laughter on the sea of merriment. And here to guide us on this entertainment cruise is our lovely, luscious, and charming skipper, the 20th Century Fox star, Cassie Downs.
Hello, gang. Welcome to the Good Ship Mail Call. Once again, we're shoving off well provided with the stars that you men of the Navy have requested. And remember, all you have to do to get your favorite entertainer to ship out on this cruise is drop a letter or postcard to me at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And we'll take care of your request quicker than a 20-year man can tie a square knot.
Skipper, I've been looking over the roster. We've certainly got a lot of celebrities aboard. I'm anxious to know who's going to lead off.
Put your mind at ease, mate, because here comes that songbird from Dixie, singing the Dixieland Band, the queen of melody herself, Dinah Shore.
Did you ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him 'cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He played so sweetly. Instead of playing, he played so sweetly. They'd be saying, was off the course. Apoplexy got them and they went to the Lord. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. Shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And that's a pitiful story. Story of the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid that it's the judgment day. 'Cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his A.
That was wonderful, Donna. You really started things rolling in the right direction.
Say, Skipper, I'm all confused. We are out to sea, aren't we?
We certainly are. Well, what's your trouble?
Well, there are four dapper-looking gentlemen aboard talking about taking the A-train. Now, what I can't figure out is how they take a train when we're out here sailing.
Wait a minute, mate. I see it all now. Take the A-train is a song, and those four gentlemen you speak of are the Delta Rhythm Boys.
Yeah. choo-choo. See that old New York is mighty pretty.
Take your baby subway riding. That's where romance may be hiding.
Forget your car or airplane.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
You find that it'll pay to take the A train.
Stay within hailing distance, will you? We'll want to hear more later. Well, I see a young fellow talking to the orchestra. I wonder if he's going to sing for us. I wish he'd turn around. I'm not sure, but I think it's... Why, certainly, it's Tony Martin.
A sound of music so tender brings back a night of tropical splendor, brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. Down by the shore an orchestra's playing. Even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing our love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene. Clouds come along to disperse the joy we had tasted. Now when I hear people curse the joy that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it snow.
Tony, you can sing like that on this ship any day of the year. We sure enjoyed that song. Now, gang, coming up on the bridge is a barefooted couple that answer to the name of Abigail and Buddy. Welcome to the good ship Mail Call, Abigail and Buddy. We're all anxiously awaiting a song from you. What's it going to be, Abigail?
Here's a tune we sung in our roundup time show, and it sure is pretty. Stormy weather.
Don't know why, there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, it keeps a-raining all the time.
Life is fair,
I got misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. So weary all the time.
And met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, it keeps a raining all the time. Keeps a raining all the time. When he went away,
raining.
Roads is muddy, too.
Boots is leaking like a sieve.
Why, I got my feet plumb soaked.
Why do I put up with this? Rip! Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Say, Skipper, don't be alarmed if the ship lists a little to the starboard. We've reached the halfway point, and now we're heading back to shore.
Oh, so soon? Well, if that's the case, we'd better hurry up and get on with the entertainment. So step right up here, Delta Rhythm boys, and give us your encore. Let's hear your own swell arrangement of Paper Moon.
It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. me.
Without your love,
it is a honky-tonk parade. Without your wonderful love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Baby, it's just a paper moon.
Once again, Delta Rhythm Boys, thanks for some swell singing. Now, gang, let's all head for the companionway because it's time to visit the Mel Call Dramatic Society of the Lower Deck. We're in for a wonderful performance by a wonderful cast. All about a gangster and the district attorney. But wait a minute. Here's Don Wilson. I'll let him tell you all about it.
The scene is a mountain cabin in the High Sierras, which is the hideout of Scarface Dick Powell. District Attorney Jack Carson has been kidnapped and spirited away to this mountain retreat. As the scene opens, Scarface is taking the district attorney's clothes off so he can't escape.
All right, copper, give me your coat. Now your shirt. Now your pants. Now your underwear.
I'm not wearing any.
Okay, give me some skin. Right where it shows. Scarface, you can't get away with this. I told you before, crime does not pay. Yes, sir. Listen, Scarface, I can't stand around here with my clothes off.
Well, don't worry. Get in that pickle barrel.
Okay. Oh! The least you could do is take the pickles out.
Oh, I ain't got time for that. Now, start talking, copper. Where's the report on Brain's gang?
You'll never get that report. That little document is going to send you, the Brain, and your whole gang to the hot seat.
What's the matter?
The pickle stickle.
shut your trap.
I told you before, I'm not wearing any underwear.
When the Brain gets here. When the Brain gets here, he'll take care of you.
The Brain, eh? I've always wanted to meet the Brain.
Ah, that must be the Brain now. I'll unlock the door.
Never mind. I came through the window.
Alan Jenkins, you're the Brain!
Yeah, that's me.
So you're the Brain. You're the world's greatest tough guy, eh?
I'll say I'm tough. I'm so tough I can tear a phone book in half with my bare hands.
Oh, yeah? I'd like to see you do it.
Okay, hand me that phone book. I'll show you. Page one. Page two. Page three. Of course, it takes longer this way.
Listen, Brain, you and Scarface better let me go, see? Everybody knows that crime does not pay. You see?
Never mind that, copper. You get a paper that my mob needs. Now, where is it? Now, quit stalling because I mean business. Just because you're the DA, you don't scare me none. And will you please stop snapping my suspenders?
It's no use, Brain. You never make me talk.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm the smartest crook there is.
All right, if you're so smart, how much is 2 and 2?
2 and 2 what?
Apples.
Funny, apples is the only thing I never studied in school. But I'll make you talk, Scarface. Hand me that thumb screw.
Oh, no. Here you are, Chief.
Now, put your little finger in there, Carson.
Will a pickle do?
No! Your finger. Now, I'll tighten it a little.
I don't feel a thing. Don't feel a thing. Oh, well, I still got nine others.
Scarface, maybe you better take over.
Okay, Chief.
Now, take this hammer and keep hitting him over the head until he talks.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
What am I laughing at?
Go ahead. Start clouting him.
Thank goodness, lunch hour.
Well, I'll say one thing, Carson. You sure can take it.
Certainly I can take it. Just feel those muscles.
I don't feel no muscles.
Wait a minute. I'll scrunch them up for you. There, hey, I'll feel.
You eat a lot of jelly, don't you? All you coppers are alike, soft and lumpy. Look at that stomach you got. It looks like a beer keg.
But Otto, that's what I've been using for lately. Say, can I get out of this pickle barrel? I'm not a herring, you know.
Okay, get out. Hey! Put them two pickles back.
Those are my ears.
Well, put them back. They look better than pickles. Who's there?
It's me, Lulu, your girl.
A girl? Whew. I'm back in the barrel, folks.
Hello, Brain.
Hello, Lulu.
What's that head floating in the pickle barrel?
That's the D.A.
Oh, good. Where did you bury the body?
The body's in here, too, sister.
He refuses to tell us where that report is on our mob.
Oh, he does, eh? Leave him to me, boys. I'll get him to talk.
Okay, see you later.
Now, look, D.A., you don't want to spend the rest of your life swimming around with those warty old pickles, do you?
I'd rather do that than tell. Hooray! How do you like that Wilson? He comes all the way back for one line.
I could be awfully nice to you, handsome.
You could?
Yes. Don't you like me to put my arms around your neck and run my hand through your hair like this?
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Fine time for me to be in a barrel.
Come on now, come on. Tell me, where is that report?
No.
Tell me or I'll smother you with kisses.
A thousand times, no.
Okay, you asked for it.
That was an inlay, Melder, if I ever felt one.
Tell me or I'll kiss you again.
No, no, no.
Okay, bud, hang on to that barrel.
Take it easy, there goes a plug out of the bunghole.
Well, that's the first time I ever saw a barrel blow its top.
Well, Lolo, did you get it to talk?
No, Brain, I couldn't get a peep out of him.
Too bad. Well, there's only one thing to do, and that's to kill him. Copper, have you got anything to say before I blow your brains out?
Yes. Crime does not pay. Good night, folks.
Thanks, everybody. You did a magnificent job.
Skipper, if you look off the bow, you can see the shore lights.
Right you are, mate. And our cruise is just about over. But we'll have time for one more song. Dinah, Dinah Shore. Since you started us off with a good song, it's only fitting that you bring us back to the port with a good song. So report to the bridge and sing, Gee, It's Good to Hold You.
Me too.
carelessly like it did before. Gee, it's good to hold you in my arms again. Close to me. Never knew how lonesome a pair of lips could be. So hold me, hug me, kiss me once more. Hold me, hug me, kiss me like you did before. Gee, to hold you, hold you in my arms again.
That guided us safely into the home port, Dinah. Well, gang, the mail call cruise is over for this week. But there'll be another setting sail next week. Try to be aboard, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Kathy Downs, saying so long and smooth sailing.
And so another mail call is secured. Signatures on the ship's log tonight include Dinah Shore, Jack Carson, Dick Powell, Claire Trevor, Delta Rhythm Boys, Tony Martin, Alan Jenkins, Abigail and Buddy, Don Wilson, and our beautiful skipper, Kathy Downs. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. We'll be right back.